In today's gospel, we are told that Jesus was transfigured on Mount Tabor. And this is a story that is told in all three of the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. To be transfigured means to be completely changed. Transfiguration affects the whole appearance of a person. It manifests itself in the face. In St. Matthew's version, he tells us that on Mount Tabor, Jesus' face shone like the sun. The face is important. A face is synonymous with a person. To remember someone is to remember the face. When we forget a person's face, that person becomes a memory. Many expressions can be seen on the human face. We never do tire of looking and studying someone's face. The face is the most revelatory. The face provides us with a window into the inner person. If we want to know a person, all we have to do is look at his or her face. The expression on the face will tell us whether that person is happy or sad, rested or weary, or friendly or hostile. By looking at a face, we can read at least a part of a person's biography. After a number of years, our faces become our biographies. All this is true of Jesus. He had a human face like ours. We don't know exactly what he looked like, since he was like us in all things except sin. We can be sure that his face showed all the emotions our faces show. Weariness, disappointment, sadness, joy, fear, anguish, pain, and anger. On Mount Tabor, the glory of his divinity burst through his humanity, so that his face shone like the sun. Even though we don't hear it in this gospel, as it said, it's in Matthew's gospel. This was not the ordinary face of Jesus. This is the same face that was covered in glory on Mount Tabor, was covered in sweat and blood on Mount Calvary. The human face conceals more than it reveals. This was true of Jesus, is also true for each of us. Each person is a mystery, and we are in the image of God. We carry the splendor of divinity within us. Our divine greatness, as well as that of others, is hidden from us. Like Abraham, we are called to live by faith. Faith assures us that behind the ordinary human face lies a son or daughter of God, a brother or sister of Jesus, bound for eternal glory. Not only is the face relevant in today's gospel, but we hear within both the first reading and the gospel about obedience. Abraham was responding to God's obedience to prepare Isaac for sacrifice. He listened. And on Mount Tabor, when Jesus is transfigured, the voice of God comes out. This is my beloved Son, listen to him. It is during this this season of Advent that we as Catholics are called to do more praying, more almsgiving, and more fasting. And this is a season of growing in closeness to God, to repent of our sins, to prepare ourselves once again for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, so in turn we are prepared for his second coming and our way into eternity. However, the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving can be meaningless if we see it just as a thing to do. It is to bring us closer to God. And as it brings us closer to God, we find the charity and mercy that God has for us. And it is in that silence that, in that mercy and charity for us, we are called to extend it to our brothers and sisters, regardless of whoever they are. When we see people, we are to make them feel welcomed. We are to smile at people, as difficult as it may be. But also, we're called to treat each other with respect. There is nothing more worse, in my opinion, than a violent crime. But also, our words against one another hurt. When someone gossips, spreads rumors, that is stealing someone's good name and their dignity. As my brothers and sisters, as we continue with our liturgy, let us pray for the graces necessary to have a generous heart, to listen to what God is telling us in our lives and through the words that we hear every Sunday when we gather here, every time we eat of the body and drink of the blood for our eternal salvation.